Pes Kufnun Beit, Perek Shishi. Very exciting moment. Already moving on to the next Perek after quite some time.
Okay. Put my seatbelt over here.
Yeah, let's not get over excited. So remember, our goal is to try and get develop an awareness of what's going on inside of ourselves. So we spoke about the different primary meters that we have. We spoke about the different things which push us. We spoke about this idea of dimion, which is part of my makeup, which creates these fantasies, which allows me to get distracted and sidetracked. Well, there's one more thing to think about. We need to think about this. We need to contemplate the following. An occurrence which we all can testify happens regularly. It happens to all of us. What is that? Yes, there are scenarios. We find ourselves doing something or saying something. And then immediately we realize Asino Dibarno Minichalm. We did something or we said something and we blew it. Ludugma, for example. Kas Roshan Hara. Person would get angry. Personal problems, I'm not gonna get angry. I'll never let this bother me again. Next day it happens and boom, he gets angry. Right? He didn't want to get angry. He promised himself he's not going to get angry. He didn't even think about getting angry. Next thing you know, he's angry. Or like, why did I say that? You know, lashon hara. I didn't want to say it. I don't like saying it. I really liked it very much. It just came out of my mouth. Like, whoa. What happened? So the crazy thing with the strange look, he never experiences this. I experienced it more than once.
I was thinking of things to say, but was afraid that I might come to regret it.
You got it. Okay. Now.
Honestly, goodness, that's what's going through my mind.
Okay. Ain't a dimion moshech aleihem. Gam hanov a tano gein behem. It's not like, we have this overwhelming desire to do these things. We enjoy them when we're doing them. The dimion paints a picture of how geshmak is going to be when we do it. That's not what's happening. So my ifoi, hachshaleinu behem. So what's the pshat that we're initial? So zel, what's referred to as shiltein hayetzer. This is the rule, the power of the Yetzer, or the shiltein, which is his area that he rules on. So we like to think of ourselves as boicherim, right? And we get to choose. And all of a sudden we realize sometimes, we're not the one who chooses. Right? Our seichel is saying left, and our feet are going right. It's not like, because there's a taiva, it's just because. So we got a gemara for this. Person tears clothing in anger. Amashavir kalim bechamosa. Person breaks kalim in his anger. Amafazim oisav bechamosa. Person throws out money in his anger. Now, there's zero taiva to tear clothing, break kalim, tear clothing, break kalim, or throw away money. Just throw $100 bills all over the street. What's your shot? So the more Yehebe Necha Koibin of a Nazar. He's basically an Oibin of a Nazar. Why? Shekas also shall the Yitzhar. That's how the Yitzhar, that's his business. This is his business card. Hayomer Meloya Seka. Mocher Meloya Seka. Today he makes you do this. Tomorrow makes you do that. Achiyar Meloy Lecha Oibin of a Nazar. So he says, go do what is Zara, and the person does. So what's the Mora saying? The Mora is saying that this person is under the control of the Yitzhar. The Yitzhar doesn't start with a Vodazar. The Yitzhar gets control over the person and makes him do what the person doesn't want to do. The person will regret doing it. The person doesn't want to do it. But the Yitzhar makes him do it anyway. But once he's under that power of the Yitzhar, the Yitzhar says, bow to Vodazar. He bows to Vodazar. I heal him about Vodazar.
You can't
Kavod. What?
Is that person have Bechira?
Well, we'll see.
I didn't hear him, sorry.
Does he have Bechira?
Is it? So, how, what's our relationship with this fellow over here? Totally Yetzirah. Kach Machatz Kazeh Shalos Aleinu. There's this tremendous overpowering pressure which has power over us. Mamatzias Loi, when it will present to him. Halach Oived, Kevin Irtzi, he goes and serves like a indentured slave. Without thinking. Not because he's going to enjoy it. You know, it's almost like it's almost like addictions, right? In the sense of that the person feels, in a certain sense, they don't have the control to stop. There's a fellow who had a drug addiction. Mentor never got involved in drugs. He had a drug addiction. And he was talking with her Steinman. They tried to explain to her Steinman, you know, the wife gives him money to go to the store to buy bread for the kids. They don't have too much money. He knows that he needs the money for his bread for his kids. Otherwise, they wonder what to eat. The next thing he knows, he's in Tel Aviv buying drugs in some shikor. He says he doesn't know how he got there. So Shimon asks him, "Do you want to go there?" No. So what do you mean you went there but you didn't want to go? I don't know. But you know you need the bread for your money for your kitchen eat. Yeah, of course. Do you want the kids eat? Yeah, of course. Do you want the drugs? No. So why do I do drugs? Because. All right. So here is a situation where the person will tell you, "I don't want to do this," but he's allowed himself through. You walk in the door the first time as Bechira. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The Yetzirah starts small. It doesn't start with Dov Benazor because the person wouldn't listen. The Yetzirah advances slowly his control over the person. But you walk in the door yourself. So does he have a hero? Well, yes and no. The Gemara says that a person is parish from these type of things. It's extremely difficult to the point sometimes it's so powerful to do it that a person will die from the challenge. Being able to perish from it is so overwhelmingly difficult the person can't handle it. The person will be ripped apart. There's also a piece from Yisrael Salanter, which, you know, so the guy's anonymous. So I'm not getting involved in, you know, the addict, you know, something like that. Right now he's anonymous, that's true. And trying to feel guilty of what he's doing right now is not conducive to love. But since the process started by the person's own choice, so that's what we saw out this Deacon and Gemara, that, and we know that the person gets paid according to reward, right? So let's say a person's coming through, you know, and he's not sure if he wants a davening, and every day he has this emotional conflict: yes davening, no davening, yes davening, no davening. He decides to go the davening. So he gets tremendous reward for davening. Eventually he decides, you know what, it's the right thing to do to a daven. And now every morning he gets up and he goes down without any fight. See, does he get less reward now? He says no. See, it's the only reason why he's where he is. He used to fight about this every time because he made a decision to move forward. So that was his, the reason why it's not a fight anymore was his work. So it's his own work. Okay, that's not a fight anymore. So then he gets scar kilo every time he had the fight. He overcame and went and did. That's his reward. Let's say a person has a situation which doesn't really have a major tie before. But he lets him say he indulges himself. And the first time wasn't, he made a decision to indulge himself. It was totally his decision. Second time and third time. Eventually becomes so used to it, it's very hard to stop. He says, "I'm an honest, I am. So I don't get punished. It's not my fault." He'll get punished. Keely, he made a choice every time. Because the reason why he's there, because he chose. That's what yourself says. So it works, you know, you get the good and you get the bad, you know. So He's saying, but the shilton of the Yetzer is the Yetzer Hara starts slowly with the idea of a person doing things which his Seichel says not to do them. And he doesn't really, he's not really drawn towards them. The Yetzer Hara knocks him down, slaps him down, and says, "Zoom." And he says, "Yes."
This might be coming from the place of already having a title, but it just seems like even with the Seichel, you're still going to have there's got to be something you're getting out of doing something, some type of pleasure, some type of fulfillment from,
you know, if you talk if you talk to people,
I mean, breaking of furniture, there's a release of adrenaline. You're right, simply, but you're getting some type of appeasement.
But it's not, it's more than that. You talk to people who have addiction. They'll tell you, after doing it, they're saying no, 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 and they're still doing it.
But they're still feeling a high every time.
They're feeling, they get to the point that they're so disgusted with doing it that they're feeling a low when they're doing it, but they're doing it anyway. Because they feel like they can't control themselves.
One addict told me he keeps, every time he's not getting that high anymore, he just keeps going deeper and deeper because he's chasing that high.
That's true too, but
that's different.
But there is a musig where a person feels they can't control themselves. They're doing it because they can't control themselves, not because they get something out of it. Just like, that's me, and you know, that's the way it's going to be. So we get this in a certain sense. So we're not addicts, Baruch Hashem. We get this feeling sometimes, like, you know, we do things which we...
What the heck was that? Sorry, what?
There you go. Exactly.
Dude, like, I'm going to wide awake. I'm not the one who came in here half asleep.
Okay.
I got
early. They go to the Nochesh. It's more, it says, what do you get out of it? Because I'll say that the nochosh, whatever it tastes like dust. Like, dust doesn't taste good. Help garnish from that. Amalehem and Yisr in the Balalosh. He says, you're right, there's no gain for the Balalosh. Which means, and an obalosh and horror. And then you're Kaisimbo. Rakshilt on the Yetzir Masiyala. So there's no there are cases where we could argue revenge, lakama, etc. But in general, many scenarios of lashon hara, like, there's no real benefit of lashon hara. There's nothing which is bewitching you magically. Come, it's going to be great if you say this thing. But the shilton of the yetzer makes you do it. Climber, kadamar ra nichlas achlal ma'isa b'li cheshbon. Hearer dimin hanol. Harei kan gilui shel shlita the yetzer alod. Okay, now look how far we take it. So he says, we think the it's only in something which there's no argument of any bet. There's no hanoah which is bewitching you.
I like the phrase dimyon hanoah.
Right. V'ainz b'shem kelim b'chamasu levad. Ki metzina b'nira daf yizanim abeis. Damamak she'atzim l'das oisim maimer kach v'dako she'yetzahar. Person who arouses himself for his primal desires, physical desires, and his body gets aroused. The more it says, the same conversation. Now over there, we would say, what do you mean? That's a physical hanoah. The person having this dimyon, etc. That's true. It could be, but many times it is just because, and that's it. I think the siman hadover to when it's shilton hara or not is like we said before at the beginning. The person says, like, what do I do? Where did I come from? Like, I have a best friend, we were having a conversation, and friend A told me a secret, and asked me not to say anything, but then I say it. I said, why do that? What was I thinking? I wasn't thinking. This is exactly the point. I was like, I didn't want to say it. I don't want to say it. I really wished I hadn't said it. And I said, no, I said it. So it was like, I'm not functioning in control. I'm like, it wasn't like saying, you know what, you know, listen, I really shouldn't say this, but the mice is really going to tell him, you know what, I'll decide to say it. That's a different thing. That's you know, there's a dim in Hano. He'll think I'm a good friend of his because I share secrets with him, or he pressured me to say it, you know, etc. None of that. It just comes out. Because.
It doesn't remain in his heart as anger.
He moved his anger from thought into deed. He didn't hit the person. So what error did he do? Where's the rishus? He didn't hit him. So the rasha means the person does a error. So what error did he do by raising his hand? Oh, you heard of error. No, the error is this, not this. Right? So what's the, why is he rush?
This is assault. This is battery.
Oh, okay. Halakhically.
No, but I'm saying like that's I could see how it would be halakhically. You know, you put the fear into somebody. You've taken away some of their.
No, the worst is the same. Because the fear, the decision to do it, even if you don't do it, is enough to make you rush.
But the decision just to raise the hand. Even if I don't.
If I never drop it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So the decision in the States is if you decide to raise your hand, that could be considered. As assault, act of doing it.
No,
if you don't touch a person.
Yes,
I understand. But I mean, luckily, the barrier is hitting somebody. There's no barrier.
No, I understand. I'm trying to understand.
Right.
I brought it up because I'm trying to understand it.
No, I'm saying the barrier is baltois. The Torah says when you give a person malchus for doing for punishing in Bezdin, if you give him an extra lash, you're over nisser baltois. So as I'll say, if that's true by a guy, the shliach Bezdin, with the guys. Deserves to get punished. If you do one extra one, you're in trouble. So I go with you and I whop you one. For sure, I did the Beira of Baltos. Good. That's the issue is whopping him. And this isn't because he raised the whip. This is because he hit him. Right? So if that issue is the hitting, so I didn't hit him. Right? And then learns that this is because I scared him. Right? Right? It's because I've expressed my anger to the point I wish I could. The guy didn't see me. I can be standing behind him. You know, the guy didn't see me at all. He doesn't even know that exists. And I, right? Pulls it out. Next thing you know, right? Morrison is called. He's called a rush. So Revolver says, why? The rishas over here is that decision to allow Kass to get to that point comes from the Yetzirah having power over the person. Okay.
Is this like what the same amount of Yalom Chaydal and Nechaz Barach does?
Right. Okay, I'm skipping the next paragraph for a second. So really, he's like giving a caveat to when it doesn't apply. You know, like a different type of Yetzirah, which is not what we're talking about. The Hebenecha Ben Azor is not the Kass. Right? The more than say Kolokoyas is Kilo Ben Azor. Elo, the more machine, the Kars Ben Shidus or Yetzor. The issue is when the Yetzor takes over the person. So the Yetzor, who is the Yatsmoy? Who's the son of Shakarah Ram is Galaboy? So that means that he's not in control of himself. That's his goal. So a person has kas because he has kas. that alone is the issue, not Shlita Zara, has a problem. The problem will stay there. The person who allows himself to go into a world he doesn't want to be, but the Yetzer Hara overtakes him, then the sky's the limit. Or the opposite is the limit, I guess. Right? Gehenna's the limit, you know? There's nothing stopping him. Where you have a person doing something which is illogical, he knows it's illogical, he doesn't want to do it, it's going to be bad for him every which way, and he does it anyway. Is this resonating with you people? I don't know if you're trying to figure out if it's resonating. It resonates with me.
I think of smokers. When Rebbe talks about the addictions, I think of smokers. That's what comes to mind.
Right. So
they know it's bad for them. It says it on the package. Many of them want to quit. They can't quit. They still go to buy it. They know it costs a lot of money. That's the image I've been doing more than the drug stuff.
Right. So now translating into our lives, it's the Lashon Hara that we said that we wish we hadn't said. We didn't want to say. We really don't like saying. We're really working on ourselves not to say it. That's, you know, what we said. Or it's the what?
Wake up in the morning.
Right. Well, wake up in the morning.
Six and a half years.
Waking up in the morning. It could be I'm not wide enough awake to make any decisions on anything. But
I'll just stay in my bed and make a decision a little bit later.
Right. You feel like there's a moment of insanity to some extent, you know, especially according to the quote attributed to Einstein, which is not true. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Right? You know, you know me, I have my yetzer hara about reading, you know. Like, it happened again today, right? I'm just going to read for 3 minutes, and 45 minutes later, I'm still reading this stupid book, you know. It wasn't anything usher to read, it wasn't anything bad to read, it's just like, I don't have time for this. But here I am, telling myself, like, I'm out of control. I'm out of control. I don't want to do it. I wish I wasn't doing it. But the yetzer hara is saying, do it. And I'm saying, yeah. You know, there I am doing it. It's like a stupid idiot. Why'd you do this? And you feel like sheepish afterwards. You know. Amar Rav in my craw. So Rav takes the same gemara in Shabbos. It's okay. So what's the pasuk? Lo yebukha el zur. So we have a pasuk we're saying in Shir Shoyim. You shouldn't have an el zur in you. So what's the el zur in you? Ezo el zur sheyesh begufa shel adam. What's this foreign god? El zur, this foreign god inside of you. Have you ever said Yetzirah? That's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is a god. It controls you. It functions as the one which decides yes or no for you, whether you like it or not. And you listen to him. So that's an El Zor. But it's not you. Now she's going to have to next period. It's not you. Because a minute later, you say, why did I do that? So it's almost like, it's not the I of the person. It's not the me of the person, which we talk about in the next period, which we're trying to get to. So if this is not me, and the demon is not me, so what does yeah mean?
How do you control that? Part.
Well, that's our goal to figure out.
I mean, if we're saying that it's part of you, you can't say, oh, well, let me just get rid of the Yetzer Hara. You can't get rid of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is part of you. It's ingrained in who you are. I'm not saying that the person is defined by his Yetzer Hara. What I'm saying is that the Yetzer Hara...
But the Shlita's Yetzer Hara was something which a person can work out.
So you're still going to have that... We said this many times. You're still going to have that Yetzirah.
But they have the Yetzirah and have the Shlita of the Yetzirah to the Bazin. That the Yetzirah controls what you do against your will is a different ballgame. Right? But right now, I'm in a situation where that's what's happening. And I need to work on getting my control back. There's like this live Zorah inside of us, which sends me in a different direction than I have two things commanding me, as it were. El Shabari Bro. It's not the Pshat, it's, you know, the Russian created him. The Tachlis Abriya, the Shleimus Adam, Ra Abriya Sparach, Shemali. Hashem created something which will push you in another direction. Hayarid umargiz, which goes down. The Mor says the Yetzirah has three jobs. Who are Yetzirah? Who are Satan? Who are Balachamavis? So he comes down from Shemayim and he convinces you. Then Olomachis, he goes from Shemayim and he accuses you. Then Noitz Rishus, we're not the Nisham, and then he takes you away your Nisham. So he does all three jobs. He's very efficient. He sets you up, he tells on you, and then he punishes you. This is where my Mokim Bechir is. Okay, so what's the eighth? Okay, so we're going to have to stop here because it's not worth running through the rest of this. So we're holding, this is like, you know, it's not really fair to stop, you know, it's like, you know, it's a cliffhanger. Like, you know, he's out to get you. Da 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 da.